Good morning. You are here with Rua
and Anna,
and today we're going to be talking about two very important women activists.
For this project, I researched and studied Angela Davis. She is mainly a social activist who fights for racial and gender equality. She's also a writer and has published a few books. Her most popular book is Woman, Race, and Class. She grew up in Alabama, and as a black woman during the 1950s, she dealt with plenty of discrimination, and that is one reason for what encouraged her to become a social activist. In the 1960s, she associated with groups such as the Black Panthers and the Chi Lumumba Club. She also spent many years lecturing and then became a professor at the University of California. She retired in 2008, and she now still spends her time lecturing and fighting for equality.
For my activists, I chose Jane Goodall, who is a climate activist, primologist, and anthropologist. At the age of 26, she moved from England to the Gombe, Tanzania, with no degree or higher education. She was hired by Louis Leakey to study the chimpanzees in the wild to help them understand how they were connected to the beginning of man. Nothing was known about chimpanzees in the wild before Jane's groundbreaking research. She had groundbreaking studies in the behavior of the social and family aspects of chimps. Today, she travels the world lecturing and teaching people about the climate issues we face.
Okay, so the first question we're going to be discussing is, what would your person say are the major challenges the United States face now and currently? Rua, what do you think Jane would say?
Well, Jane currently is alive, so she is actually would be dealing with these issues today. And since she worked a lot out in nature and with chimps, she is a huge climate activist. She would most definitely say, and does say, that climate change is the biggest challenge that the United States and the whole world faces today. More specifically, she talks about how extinction, how the people are the ones that are creating a bunch of animals to become extinct, which is very unfair. I have a quote, but you talk for a minute.
Angela Davis is also still alive, and she still does lots of civil rights activist stuff, but definitely the main, or some of the major challenges she would say are, still the racial inequality in our country, and how there has been change, but still, like, there's so much more that needs to be changed.
That Jane would agree with that for sure.
Yeah.
She works so hard every day and sees the change that is happening, but it's not enough, especially for climate change.
Yeah, and, you know, now with all the police brutality and all the terrible stuff like that, and, like, the mass incarceration, and how there are still plenty of racial inequalities in the prison and incarceration system we have in America.
The second question we'll be discussing is, how would your person coach people from our generation to enact change? Anna?
Angela Davis actually started being a social activist when she was younger, because she grew up in Alabama in the 1950s and dealt with a lot of discrimination. She used to hold interracial study groups that would get shut down by the police. And she also knew several young African-American girls that were killed in the Birmingham church bombing of 1963. So she was very close to the discrimination and that when she was younger. So I think what she would have to say to the young people of our generation is to obviously be a social activist and fight for what you want, and because that's exactly what she has done her entire life. And yeah.
Jane would agree, the power starts from the youth, especially today. I'm going to start with a quote from Jane Goodall. The advice I give to young people today is exactly what my mother gave to me when I was 10. And I said, I'm going to grow up and go to Africa, live with the wild animals, and write books about them. Everybody laughed. How could I do that? We didn't have enough money. World War II was just raging. I was just a girl. But my mother always said, if you really want something, you're going to have to work hard. You'll have to take advantage of every opportunity, but don't give up. I've taken that message to young people all around the world. That's a quote from Jane Goodall. This would follow other things I've read about her. She's a very positive woman, and she's the founder of Roots and Shoots, organization that's educating youth about climate change, and she travels the world with that company. And with that and everything she talks about, she is super positive and uplifting, making it something kids can openly talk about, because climate change can be really depressing and hard to talk about. But by teaching it young, she can give the power to the youth, because at her age, it's time for her to pass the knowledge down. So she travels a bunch educating the youth. For our third question, we chose, who of the current candidates for president running in 2020 would your person support and why? I think Jane Goodall would support John Delaney. John Delaney says, the people will have to pull carbon from the atmosphere and rapidly curb emissions to bypass the worst fates of climate change. Quote, I also want to solve climate change problem by getting us to a net zero by 2050, says Delaney. This is something Jane Goodall would most definitely agree with. Getting carbon down is something that needs to happen. And by John Delaney understanding and already knowing the problem and having that be a big part of his, of what he wants to support openly, she would definitely support him. There's also Jay Inslee, but he is a bit fake, and I bet that Jane Goodall could see through that, because she's very authentic and real, and she would be able to see that he's just doing that to get money.
The candidate I think Angela Davis would vote for is Bernie Sanders, because he is a socialist, and Angela Davis was very into communism, and Bernie's is passionate about redistributing the wealth, fighting inequality, and creating a bigger social safety net, which are all things I think Davis would agree with wholeheartedly. I think he's kind of the perfect candidate for her. She has associated with socialism and communism and Marxism since she was young. And in 1980 and 1984, she actually ran for vice president for the Communist Party in 19 what she wanted to do as the vice president was raise awareness of the Communist Party within the African American community. She's very passionate about communism and socialism, and Bernie has kind of the same ideals as that. The last question we'll be doing is, what would your person say about the hashtag MeToo movement, the Ford Kavanaugh hearings, and the continued male dominance in our culture?
I think this is interesting to think about, because Jane and Angela both are not specifically women's right activists. They take on other issues, but it's interesting to see how they may think about it. So thinking about who Jane is, a very strong, good-willed, passionate woman, I believe that she would support women doing what they, like, being able to do whatever they want in the world. She was, like, just going to Africa by herself as a young woman was very hard, and I'm sure she learned a lot through that, and she would be a big supporter of the Me Too movement, would be my guess.
Yeah, I think Angela would be too. She's also obviously a very strong, independent woman who kind of, when she was younger and still, just did pretty much what she wanted. She knew what she wanted and went after that. And I think she's a good role model for women across the country because she kind of breaks down the continued male dominance that's in our culture by showing the men kind of who's boss by being a powerful woman. And yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you learned a lot about two social activists of our time that we don't usually learn about in school that have had a huge impact on the world today.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back and listen again with Rua
and Anna.
Bye.